Could everyone please take their Bibles and turn to Matthew 18:20, Matthew 9:18. Matthew 9:18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler who worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, that she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman who was deceased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may touch but his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. A ruler had come to Jesus and said that his daughter was dead, but he believed that Jesus could bring her back to life. So Jesus and his disciples followed him to his house. And on the way, a woman who had a blood disease for 12 years, she believed that she could be healed by Jesus if she just touched the hem of his garment. And she did. And Jesus turned around and saw her and said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Could you all please turn to Mark 10:46? And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in that way. Jesus had gone into Jericho, and there was a blind man there named Bartimaeus, who was a beggar on the side of the highway. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was there, he cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me. And many people there kept telling Bartimaeus to keep quiet, but he only got louder. Jesus called the blind man to come, and people stopped telling him to be quiet and told him and said to get up, because Jesus was calling him now. Jesus asked Bartimaeus what he wanted to do, and Bartimaeus asked for sight. So Jesus simply said, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately Bartimaeus could see, because he had faith. Both the woman and Bartimaeus were desperate, and they had faith that Jesus could heal them. Because of their faith, they were healed. Could everyone please turn to Matthew 17:14? And when they were come to the multitude, there came with him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, and he ofttimes falls into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil and departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Jesus had gone into a multitude of people, and one of them kneeled down to him and asked him to have mercy on his son, who was possessed and would often fall into the fire and water. He had brought his son to Jesus' disciples, who couldn't help him. So Jesus called his disciples faithless and asked the boy to be brought to him. Jesus rebuked the devil and cured the child in that very hour. The disciples asked Jesus why they couldn't cast out the devil, and Jesus said that it was because of their unbelief. He said if they had the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, they could move mountains and nothing would be impossible. Could you all please turn it to Ephesians 2:8? Ephesians 2:8 says that for by grace ye are saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Everyone has sinned and needs to be healed. To be saved, you just need to have faith that Jesus will save you.
Good evening. Please stand and turn in your hymnals to hymn number